Hello.
Hi, I have the county on the line, okay?
Welcome.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir, for holding. I have on the line with me Mark Trower. He has enrolled into the waiver program and is looking now to see the status of his case.
Sure. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Do you have a Social Security number or a record number I can pull up your case to see what's going on with it?
205-58-6079.
Here, there we are. Found the file. And can you verify your name and address, please?
Mark Flower, Mark Flower, 4712 Libra Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19124, apartment F2.
F2. There we go. Yep. Thank you. All right. So let's see the. I see the application is still pending. You have food stamps and medical already open, but let me see where you stand with the application. See what
Okay.
might be holding it up or anything. If at the very least, if there's not much info, I can definitely send a message and have the caseworker, figure out what's going on and give you a call. All right, so we got the form from Maximus. They were saying that you meet the level of care for the program, so that's good. They got the application back towards the end of January. They sent out the pre-screen letter asking about the financials. And I see in the notes from back before, I guess you were trying to get it before as well, that you have a number of the bank statements already. Yeah. I'm not sure what else, if they might need anything else for what you've already submitted. So let me do this. Let me just send a message. I'll have the caseworker who's working on it. She should know if there is anything missing, what it would be. But
So
usually if
far,
they are just...
I'm sorry, so far on your end, you're not seeing who needs to submit anything else.
Not that I can tell. No, they just send like the normal regular pre-screen letter asking for the financials, but I see in the notes though like he's already been doing that. So I
Yeah.
don't know which ones he would or wouldn't need to do anything else with.
I mean, I think it's
Sometimes they
over.
may want more recent ones. But
I mean, he did do
yeah.
everything, and it's been over the 30-day look period
Right.
on the county's end. I
Right.
mean, is there any way we can escalate this to a supervisor or something?
Yeah. I can put that in. That's no problem. Yeah. I can ask for a supervisor to help out. Yeah, and then when I've seen some of these similar situations for this program, if it's in like a reconsideration or something like that, if they may want just like the recent couple, like 1 or 2 months worth of bank statements, if that's what was like missing from before and now. I've seen that happen sometimes, so just
Yeah.
so you're aware, you might need that. But yeah,
But I
let me send a
think it
message.
would
I'll
be.
have a supervisor get on it for
And
you.
also, do you think it would be possible if I put down my email for the supervisor to be in touch through email for better contact?
They almost always use just by phone, unfortunately. Like I can put it down to see if they can, but I've hardly ever, like in my years of working, like they hardly
Yeah.
do it by email, unfortunately.
Can we try? Because if, my patient's been on this since September,
Yeah,
and it's been
I
a
see that,
while.
yeah.
It's been a while.
Right.
So I would just love, to, just put down the email, and if you could
Yeah.
put it kindly in the notes for them to really,
Sure.
for you to encourage them to
Yeah.
really reach out through that as well. I
Yeah.
think,
Yeah.
thank you so much. I
That's no
appreciate
problem.
it. Thank you.
Sure. Sure. Mr. Trower, you were about to say something?
Yeah, but I mean, I've been submitting all my bank else is
Yeah,
after the
I don't
office.
know what
Can we
else
get a
either.
case
Like I,
for me now?
right, yeah, I don't know. Like I see them trying to work on it, but with what you've already done and what they're showing, they're asking, I don't know what else you might need to do. So that's why I do have to refer to the office for this. But like the other person, you know, the rep was saying, you know, we're going to escalate this and try to help, you know, get somebody up higher up to help get this sorted and push through for you.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Whenever they do tell you that they have it all done and finished and approved, as long as everything goes that way, which I don't see why it won't, you know, all the changes happen overnight. They'll notify you with a notice. They'll notify Maximus. They'll notify the enrollment broker for the health aid service for it. So everybody will get notified and everything. But all the changes happen overnight. So, like, if you get a call 9 a.m. or 10 a.m., you know, they won't know until the next day, you know, that, you know, that it's been approved. So,
okay.
You know, all our changes happen overnight. So, all right.
All right.
And what was that email that you wanted to add in?
It was Sam Wednesday Orange Robert Charlie Home at Family.
I'm sorry. Can you start over? My phone was being a little weird there.
No, of course. So it's Sam Wednesday Oscar Robert Charlie Home at Family First Henry Charlie. Let me just see something. Not done giving it to you just yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Charlie.com. So it's familyfirsthhc.com.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay.
And there's no, like, periods between the Family First HHC, right?
No.
Underscores or anything?
So
okay,
one word.
Familyfirsthhc.com.
So it's S-Wartrick,
yep.
Family First. Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. All right. And then what would be a good phone number, Mr. Trower, to have the supervisor give you a call? It's all right. I see a number on here, 267-702-8987.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, perfect. And is there any time of day better than another? Like in the mornings, the afternoons?
I guess afternoon.
Afternoons, okay. All right. Call back from the supervisor in the afternoons to the number on file. And, Miss, I'm sorry, what was your, like, title with, like, helping out, Mr. Trapp?
Yeah, it's Enrollment Coordinator Specialist.
Okay. Okay.
And would you have an email for me to reach out to, a supervisor's email or anything like that?
I do not. They don't give us the staff sheets, so I don't even know who the supervisor will be.
Okay.
Like, I can see some caseworkers working on it. I see a Ms. Brown. I see a Ms. Garcia. But I don't know. Like, they might be just alternates for each other.
Okay.
But I don't know who their supervisor would be, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I know the ending would be pa.gov, if anything. You know, the ask symbol, mm-hmm. then pa.gov.
Yeah.
But, yeah, unfortunately, that's all I can really kind of guess, you know, what's going to be there, so.
I appreciate it.
Sure, no problem at all. All right, so yeah, I got this together. Do you want a confirmation ticket number, maybe?
Yes, please.
Sure. All right, it's going to be.
Yes. Is it a call reference number? What kind of number?
Yeah, like a call reference number that I'm, you know, putting the request through and, you know, just referencing. We talked and confirmed, you know, asking for the supervisor and all. So that number is going to be 26-027-9045. 57.
And reconfirming, you don't see that he has to submit any more paperwork.
Correct. You're right. Yeah, I'm just saying that they have it pending, that they sent the what they call the pre-screen letters. They send it whenever they get an application started. It's just asking for the financials. But I see in the other notes that he's been submitting all sorts of stuff. So
okay.
It's, you know, it's not saying if there's anything missing that they need, you know, one thing or another. Like okay. I see them stating about a reconsideration, which usually means that he has everything that would be submitted. So it's just a matter of them just going through the motions and data entering and, you know, putting the information in. And just so you guys know, too, like, for all the information, none of it goes, like, gets submitted electronically. We have to data enter all of it.
Oh.
So, like, yeah, there's no, like, electronic transfer into our system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they don't do it that way
right.
for certain things, but it's just they have to do all, yeah, which is why, like, the yeah, which, like, you know, like the five-year look-back period, they're putting in all the different, you know, numbers and stuff, unfortunately, which is why it takes a little bit longer than other cases, unfortunately. But,
right.
Yeah, that's why they got to go through all the motions, unfortunately.
So question for you just quickly. Okay, we understand all of that. I'm just trying to think what I was going to ask you. Okay, I think then, well, you've been most helpful. Thank you so much. Oh,
no problem.
Is the county in Philadelphia for the patient? That's what I wanted to ask. It's for sure Philadelphia, right?
Yes, yep, correct, yep. Yeah, it's at the 5070 Parkside Avenue office. They cover the whole county of Philly. That's where he's assigned to for this.
Yeah, that's where I've been taken from.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay.
You're welcome. Good luck.
Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You too. Be well.
Yep. Bye.
All right, thank you.